You're probably good.
But, you know, when I work with somebody who don't qualify.
I think that's cool about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're good friends with my dog.
Okay. That's the way you are. I'd go see you in the next.
No, thanks.
What I like, you're not, I've been with respect.
Yeah.
I think they have, but whoever.
Questions whether I'm in there.
I ain't heard.
They did those part, same thing there.
Can't say.
I mean, they.
You can't say.
Hell, I.
He's doing something.
Yes, they are.
David Steele, we got everything under control.
Okay.
Who? David Steele.
Completely. It doesn't matter.
He's the one who helped me?
Yeah, who might.
David who?
Yeah, who could. Sure, he just saw the problem.
What you got?
Yeah, because that root.
We hungry.
Have a game.
But he said he couldn't eat.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sir, this is question.
That's a lightweight soup.
Because the original problem was because of the roots.
And that is just one last thing we have to worry about.
5:59.
Oh, yeah.
6:00.
6:00.
You left.
Good evening. This is going to be a meeting of the City of Lake Norman City Commission. Today's date is February 15th, 2022, time 6 p.m. Do the roll call. Vice Mayor Redden.
Here.
Commissioner Sermons.
Here.
Commissioner Beasley.
Here.
Commissioner Stegall.
Here.
City Manager.
Yes, sir.
City Attorney.
Here.
And myself, the mayor, is here.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like for you all, if you would, please, to stand for the opening prayer and pledge allegiance.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for every seat that has been filled here this evening. For each mind and heart that feels the presence of this room, we thank you. Thank you for your great love and care. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you that you are always with us and will never leave us. We pray for our leaders everywhere. We give thanks to you for our brave men and women in uniform. We thank you for families and friends. Bless this meeting today. All those present, as well as the lives of those we will encounter afterward. We ask you to give us wisdom, patience, and guidance as we plan for the future. Ready us to make every moment count. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, and indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Okay. Approval of the agenda format.
I make a motion that we approve the agenda format.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Pursuant to Florida statutes, members of the public shall be given a reasonable opportunity to be heard on a proposition before the City Commission. Upon the recognition by the mayor, any person may address the City Commission on any subject either included on the agenda or any other subject. Speakers are requested to approach the podium and give their name and address to the city clerk to be reflected in the minutes of the meeting. Remarks are limited to up to 4 minutes. If additional time is needed, the city commission may grant the time required. Comments are to be directed only to the mayor. He or she will determine if staff will need to interact. This is the time for the public discussion on any subject on or off the agenda, as the remainder of the meeting is for the commission interaction and decision making. The City Commission wishes you to maintain orderly conduct and proper decorum in a public meeting, so thank you for your time and consideration. Anybody got anything? I guess not. Okay, consent agenda. Any discussion or problems or comments about items on the consent agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda items in one motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Financial reporting for the period ending January 31st, 2022. Finance director, I guess, is going to help us.
Mayor, commission, what you have before you are fiscal results for the first 4 months of the year. We're a third of the way through our fiscal year, and generally, you're seeing good results across all funds. The general fund, wastewater fund, solid waste funds are tracking according to budget on revenue and expense for the most part on a year-to-date basis. We are seeing some spot impact to our inflation rate, which just came in at about 7.5% this month. We are seeing some maintenance and repair and operating expenses that have kind of spiked up, particularly in the water fund. But that's also compounded by the fact that we've had multiple water line breaks that have contributed to those expenses. So the water fund is the one that's kind of shown the most stress at this point in time, but I wouldn't be too alarmist over it. It's still early. It's not a great deal of money at this point in time. It is something, though, given the inflation rate and the economy that's going on out there, we are keeping an eye on it. And if we need to tell you what.
Just out of curiosity, are we getting any compensation at all from Comcast for their drilling project?
We did get compensated on one that they did. We collected a $5,000 fee from one of the contractors that bust the pipe. On some of the others, I think they were really just kind of errors in terms of they'd asked for identification of where the pipes were, and even with that, they kind of ran into some pipes and stuff. So we weren't able to collect on every incident, but we did collect on this one.
Okay. And a little bit else.
Yep.
Any other interrogation for the financial director?
I'll make a motion to accept the financial report for the period of October 1st, 2021 through January 31st, 2022.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And next we move on to item number 3, Government Finance Professional Week.
Mr. Mayor, the Florida chapter of the Government Finance Officers Association is recognizing the week of March 14 to 18. As Government Finance Professionals Week. And we're proud of the fact that we've got a good crew in finance headed by the illustrious Michael Cotter. And you have a picture of all those and a proclamation for the mayor to sign.
Yes, sir. That was pretty. That was a nice little picture of you three.
So what we need is a motion to approve that designation for the week of March 14th, 18th, 2022.
I make a motion that we approve the week of March 14th to the 18th of 2022 as Government Financial Professional Week.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Next item on the agenda, number 4, is a truck purchase.
So, Mayor, we've budgeted for a pickup truck, and as you know, in today's market, it's pretty difficult to find vehicles and at a reasonable price. But we've used Big Ben Chevrolet, and they have once again been the low bidder. The vehicle is being built, it's anticipated to be shipped. It's a 22 Chevy Silverado for $49,826. It's a double cab, 4x4. We found a similar one in Gainesville Chevrolet. That was $73,185. So prices of vehicles are varying all over the place. And, I think Big Ben has done us a good favor of staying under $50,000, which we budgeted for.
I know it's going up because for what it's worth tonight on the news they were talking about, used cars and trucks going up 40%. That's insane.
No matter the night, they don't want to buy them.
About trading them in.
They're about to hold on to them. I know what you mean. Who would get this vehicle?
Well, that'd be up to the Director of Public Works, okay. how that goes in the style of the okay. building. Mm-hmm. But probably somebody in the utility side of things.
Whoever fills the spot, I suspect that whoever fills the spot that Josh just vacated would get that truck because it's designed for carrying all the tools they need for water and sewer repairs.
Are we pulling one down and putting a new one up, or are we gonna have the old one and a new one?
Mm-hmm. No. Taking out the old one. The old one had a
work truck.
What's that?
Is it gonna be a work truck?
Yes, yep. It is.
Okay.
Yep.
Good equipment. Good jobs.
Oh yeah. Anybody want to make a motion to approve or disapprove?
I'll make a motion to approve the purchase of a 2022 Chevrolet Silverado 2500 HD from Big Ben Chevrolet for
$49,826.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Capital Improvement Program, item number 5.
Mr. Mayor, we're looking for a motion to approve the Capital Improvement Program and for the students, the 5-year Capital Improvement Program is something that we look at 5 years from now and try to figure out what it is we need as far as equipment and products that are exceeding $5,000. Less than $5,000 is usually an operating supply. Over $5,000 is a capital item. So you look at the parks, the streets, the other equipment, whatever we can find and can afford. We put it on the list, and then once it's approved, and then we review all of it, and when the operating budget comes due each year, we add what we can add to it that we can afford, and the others go to the next year. So hopefully we can afford it then. But it also gives us a chance to look at how to finance all of it. This year we have a 5-year capital improvement of $55,200,000. Of that, $53,200,000 is all from grants. And we're hustling grants and we're trying to get things approved. The first year we have $36,221,000, which is primarily the wastewater treatment plant, and that should start in 2023. And then we're trying to get $5 million a year for the collection line construction, and additional vehicles and water line replacements. Year three, we're looking at $6 million, and that includes the $5 million for the collection line construction, and then year four another $5 million for the same thing, and year five that only adds up to $1 million in year five. Mm-hmm. So we're not working hard in year five. So it's $55,199,000 for those who are really excited about that concept. That's what we do. We look 5 years into the future. And we also prepare an operating budget that coincides with all that. So we don't look just to today, we look at tomorrow. So if there's no questions, no issues, we need a motion somewhere.
I'll make a motion to accept the October 1st, 2022 through September 30th, 2027 capital improvement plan.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Item number six is performance evaluation of the city manager. And this is for information purposes. I suspect everybody's looked at it. The five commissioners played a role in that evaluation. The five were averaged, resulting in the one that he got, which I think came out to 4.8 out of 5. Hey, not too bad.
Did you double check the calculation?
No, I'm just kidding.
I think it's about 4.2 million.
I rely on the finance people to do all the number crunching.
No, Mr. Walker, you have done a good job for the city of Lakeville, so.
Yeah, you appreciate it.
Thank you.
I tried to be as honest as I could when I was doing my part.
Yeah, I noticed that.
That one with all those zeros?
No.
It's good, we got it.
I put a few.
Well, I know you were honest, all of you were honest, and I appreciate that. What the performance evaluation does for me or a city manager is to say, here's where they see you as being weak. Go find some training. Go find something to bolster that. And so it's always helpful for me.
Well, contrarily, I suspect that if it's dismal enough, you start looking for other options.
Two-way street.
Always.
Next item on the agenda, number seven, is the city manager contract. In this, he has, there's a proposal that his salary be increased commensurate with the salary increases all the other employees are getting. And all the figures are laid out on the document, that single paragraph. I think it'd be, get my eyeballs focused here.
It's about 7%.
Yeah. Which, and for all the employees, they can cross the board the dollar, which is 10%. So, anyway, that's what that is, and it's our opportunity to approve or disapprove. Approval, I suspect that approval would mean of the contract would mean we approve of his performance. Disapproval would mean we don't.
Will we make the motion?
Mm-hmm.
That's all good.
We have a motion.
Second. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, next item on the agenda, number eight, is the upcoming city election.
This is basically talks about what to expect for the next 2 or 3 months. June 28th is the election, and qualifying will begin Monday, May 23rd through February, May 27th at noon. They begin at noon and end at noon, and it's a 5-day period. Since our staff that we have right now has not been through an election process, we're asking that the commission allow us to contract with the county election supervisor. She can do it at a cost of about $3,000 to $4,000. It seats 3, 4, and 5 are up for re-election.
Yes.
If nobody runs against you, we don't have an election, so.
Okay.
And we save $3,000 or $4,000?
Oh, yeah.
And I spoke to the election supervisor, and what all will be paid for them to take it over henceforth and forevermore, just this year. All we're paying for is the cost of temp earning the ballots, the cost of the envelopes and mail-in, the absentee ballots. And if there's any overtime involved, just overtime, all their normal day-to-day efforts in that, we won't be billed for, just overtime. And I suspect if I remember right, the charter allows for the, doesn't mandate that the votes be counted immediately thereafter, like at 7:00 at night, but we have to swear in the next, any new commissioners, or the commissioners that are recycled, I think within 3 days of the election. Do what?
You say recycle.
Not a recycle?
Okay.
Well, and the candidates have to be a resident of the city for at least 6 months.
6 months.
And we'll be doing qualifying here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that. They normally don't handle that part.
Well,
and actually, for a while, they haven't been handling any of it,
yeah,
but...
I suppose we could handle qualifying, but that we're going to handle it lock, stock, and barrel.
That's what I was wondering. So do you anticipate they'll be handling the qualifying?
Well, we'll probably receive some of that here, but we'll turn it over to them to...
Okay. Well...
As we have nobody that's ever done it.
Well, for the most part, the supervisor has always done it, except for the last few years. And I want to say that Commissioner Stiegel and Redmond, perhaps, you all were elected while the city was doing it. You were elected while the city was doing it, I believe.
Yeah.
But for you and Commissioner Beasley, I think that you all have participated in the election when the supervisor was handling it. And that's the way it has always been, and it's always very smooth. And what's more, they keep track of the changes in state law. Elections can be a very detailed business and very specialized. And they only charge us what it costs them. And we've always been very, very good and very organized. And I think it's an excellent idea that we return to that way of doing things, which is the one, frankly, that I'm most familiar with.
To me, it's a no-brainer. The only thing that we do is Amanda was going to audit the process, just in case in the future if something came up and we needed to run it ourselves, she'd be familiar with the process.
Oh, no more than that.
So we need you to set the qualifying date and authorize us to contract with the Board of Elections.
Correct.
So, what we need is a motion to do just that, as it appears in the minutes of the statute.
Okay. So I make a motion to set a qualifying date for this election, approve contracting with the Union County Board of Election.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the next item on the agenda is the Distinguished Budget Award.
Mr. Mayor, we had the opportunity to submit our budget to the Government Finance Officers Association of the United States and Canada, and they gave us our third consecutive award. And it's done by 3 independent reviewers that we have no clue who they are. They're only identified by number, and they're someplace in the United States. So whoever it was reviewed it for us and said that we were doing very well. For a city of 1,800 or 2,000, that's a lot.
I took the liberty last year of looking, going to the website of the organization that does that, and a town this size getting it is fairly remarkable. And a town this size getting it 3 times in a row, I think even more so. It's for the finance side of the house, it's quite an accomplishment. Okay, item number 10 is the comprehensive plan amendment.
Mr. Mayor, that's just for information that it has been approved and it all looks good at everybody's level that's reviewing it, so. Just information.
Item number 11 is the city love letter.
Well, I found this from Beaverton, Oregon. It asked an intriguing question that was geared towards our downtown strategy, but could fit any situation. But it began my thought process as to what the city of Lake Butler would say in response to a question centered around community truth. If the city of Lake Butler asked the community to write a love letter to the city about what they need, what do you think they would say? Well, this Beaverton, Oregon, an example was that this lady had written to Beaverton and said that she'd grown up with the city and had three kids with the city, and her essence was, take care of my safety and my family, and thank you for being there. Hope you have a heart and take care of me. So it was just an interesting thought. What would the city attorney say about this?
I personally like the aerial photograph of the city that someone found.
Yes.
I spent some time looking at it.
Seeing if you could identify some of the buildings there.
I could identify all of them, but it was a good aerial photo of in a perspective that I haven't seen before. I don't know where you found that, but it was an excellent addition to the.
Last year there was a guy who did aerial photos, and we just piggybacked on it.
It was good.
I thought when I saw this on the agenda was perhaps we could capitalize on the Lake Butler community page's access to most, if not a lot, of our citizens, and make that solicitation.
Yeah.
Just to see, yeah.
Yeah. And that's fine. I just remind everyone that if you come across a posting, probably best not to discuss it among commissioners. But for soliciting things from the public, that would be a good idea. But the person who runs that page might want to point out that commissioners can't be discussing outside of immediate context any of the items that might be suggested or mentioned.
Or put the solicitation, because of its reach, put the solicitation there with the specification that they be written and dropped at city hall.
And that'd be fine too.
Yeah, it can be set so no commentary can be added, just.
Yeah, because you will have commentary added.
Thank you, Mr. Walter, for that information. Good example. You never know, a good one way to see how people feel.
Yeah. You said the thing about.
And anonymously. You know, wouldn't have to. But it'd be a good way to get a feel of what people think, I think. Okay, report of the city attorney.
I don't have anything additional, Mayor, thank you.
And the city manager.
Mike, you've got my report in front of you, and I do wish you all a happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Mike was gonna bring candy, but he forgot.
Cost.
Yeah, it was a cost, we couldn't do it.
Those on sale today.
Everything was on sale today.
Maybe there was.
A couple other things that are in the report is that we're gonna begin a program called Bright Idea, where if an employee comes up with an idea that can save us money, and we can identify what that savings is, then we would give 10% of that savings. The other thing that we're working on is trying to revitalize downtown with the appearance. And you've got a couple pictures there. We've got two businesses that we're talking to about painting and redesigning some of the frontage.
Okay.
So other than that, that's it.
Okay. Commissioner Stegall, do you have anything you'd like to?
I do. The Southern Outlaw Drag Boat Association has reached out and they wanted to get input from the city on hosting a second race in the fall. The date that they suggested was October 22nd and 23rd, which is a Saturday, Sunday. So I just wanted to present that to the board for their thoughts.
2 days, man.
Well, it's technically a 2 day event here already.
Yeah.
There's one day they race, the other day they prepare.
Yeah.
And that's all I have.
Would we have to have a vote on that?
Well, it'd be nice to know what your desire is so that we can tell them for their planning.
My thoughts would be, yeah, because it does a lot for our businesses and it's entertainment for the community.
If they're one already wanting to do a second one, it's building,
mm-hmm.
building up. So.
Yeah.
So the consensus is yes, Senator?
I believe so. Yes.
Okay. Fred was a little hesitant.
Commissioner
Mitch,
you. Yeah, no, you
can. Okay.
That it?
That's all I have, sir. Okay.
Commissioner Beasley?
Where are we with the new businesses? I don't know that we failed them up a year to find places.
Yep. Yeah, their contract will end this fiscal year.
So they found anybody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They found a couple of them. But it takes a while for them to.
Did I ask what it is? The store or whatever it's going to be?
One is O'Reilly's. The other is Dunkin' Donuts, and the other is a gas station.
Three.
Potential of a pizza place.
Cool. Thank you. That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you. Commissioner Summers? Vice Mayor Redding?
Yes, I do. Farm Share we had last week. Volunteers, thank you. Thank you, lady. You did a fantastic job.
She did.
A fantastic job. We served, we was able to help 289 families. So it'll be next month, March the 12th. It should be. So hopefully, and I don't know, I think the junior ROTC something happened, but I'll try to make contact with them to see if they'd be available. If not, we did pretty good. We had quite a few volunteers. Oh, another thing is I went to the yoga place. It's really nice in there, and I was very impressed. Yes, it's nice.
When it gets summertime, it'll be really busy.
It's right over, probably
over there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, real nice.
So you
can just step up. Oh, yeah. I was impressed when I went in, just, you know, to check it out and see. And my niece went as well, and she, you know, she really encouraged me to go. She loved it, so it was good.
I think they opened their first day, it was Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when I came up here and seen them, they were running wide open.
Yeah. Well, because it's a local and it's hometown, you know, we really want to try to support the hometown businesses. Yes?
Anything else?
That's all I have.
I ain't got anything. I'm sure if I did, I forgot it. Do you want to adjourn? Make a motion to do so.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We adjourn.
Come on up here. Let me get signed. All right,
Gordon,
take it easy now.
You take care.
All right. I think I'm going to. Well, I. I'm McMahon, not McMahon.
When do I need to go to the market?